Hot. Bring the heat. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive. I am Pat Rulo, here to share with you verified truths that no one wants to hear. Listen at your own risk, because I don't and won't spare or hide anything when it comes to your health, safety, and well-being. Speak Up and Stay Alive. The name says it all, and so do I. Welcome back. I hope you and your family had a lovely Thanksgiving holiday. And since it is the time of year to think about our blessings and gratitude, and we're heading into the Christmas season, I thought today I would relax our minds and talk about something a little more gentle. I was asked recently to be on a friend's podcast where we talked about how to maintain the Christmas spirit all year long. So I want to share a bit of that with you today. She's a dear friend, Adele Gill. Adele is a retired nurse, a certified chaplain, the author of 6 inspirational books, and the founder blogger for the Inspiration Cafe blog. Her podcast is an uplifting, faith-based podcast with listeners all over the world. So I want to share a bit of our conversation with you today as we head into the holiday season. Let's take a listen.
Greetings and welcome to the Inspiration Cafe podcast. Adele Gill here, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Today we're blessed to have a special guest, a good friend, and the producer of this podcast. So we're in for a treat. Her name is Pat Rulo. She's with us, and I will be introducing her shortly. But before I do introduce her, imagine if we could live with the Christmas spirit all year long. How different would this world be? It would be a very, very different place. And you know, just the thought of that puts a smile on my face. Just thinking how different the world could be if we were just a little kinder, more joyous, thoughtful, and forgiving. It doesn't have to be for just 5 weeks, a little over a month a year. And I'm here to remind you that it is possible to live the Christmas spirit. I think the key to year-round Christmas spirit rests in one small little word, joy. And scripture tells us in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. How powerful is that? With that said, I'd like to introduce you to my special friend, my special guest, Pat Rulo, for a very important conversation about how to have Christmas spirit year-round. Pat is an author. She's a speaker, a very successful author. She's a speaker, a well-sought-after speaker. She is the first nationally syndicated radio host to advocate for healthcare and patient safety. How important is that? She's the founder of the Firebird Book Awards and the Positive Change Podcast Awards. And best of all, she has rescued 13 cats. So hello, Pat, and welcome.
Hi, Adele. So happy to be here with you, my friend. Thank you.
So great to have you with us today to talk about this important life-changing topic. So I've noticed that at holiday time, people are so different. They're different in some wonderful ways. Have you noticed that at Christmas time and Thanksgiving that it seems to bring the best out in people? They seem joyous. They seem kinder, generous, thoughtful, forgiving. The world seems like a brighter place and a more positive place, and the anticipation is big. Why is that just at that time of year that we see it in crowds and crowds of people? How is that?
And you mentioned at the very beginning about how that lasts for 5 weeks. What that shows you, though, is that it is possible.
Okay? Yes.
It's not a fleet, and it's not fleeting. It lasts for 5 weeks. So if something like that can last for 5 weeks, it just shows you it can be done. So I guess the question should be, how do we extend that into the other 10 and a half, 11 months? How do we find that? If every person looked maybe inward to think, what is making me feel better? Why am I behaving differently now? And how can I carry that through the entire year?
You're right, though. There is a contagion with joy. Happiness doesn't have the same pull. And we're going to talk about the difference between happiness and joy. The idea that it is possible is intriguing to me because I totally believe it. I also know that I get so swept up in all of the bright lights and wrapping. I love to give gifts. It's like my love language, one of them. I love to give gifts and cook. That's what I like to do. I find after the holidays, with all of the activity and all the hubbub, there's a little bit of letdown.
Mm-hmm.
I find that the Christmas spirit season for me is a phenomenon, a 5 week phenomenon, as I've said several times here, but it is, that's how long it is. It goes from Thanksgiving to New Year's, just long enough to almost get used to the revelry.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's over and we take down the Christmas lights and the Christmas tree on New Year's Day, a lot of people take it down then, our usual everyday attitudes, even some negativity, seem to reemerge. At least I notice it. It's sort of like we slide back into not being quite as thoughtful, not being quite as kind. I don't know if it's endorphins from all the activity or what it is, but it does seem like there is and can be a letdown, but there doesn't need to be after such a festive time. The question about why it only lasts a month and then it's back to usual, and the idea that people, as you said, they're capable of living a different way. It makes me realize that the negativity that can creep back in doesn't need to be that way. We don't need to go from an extraordinary season into a drop-off. I don't think it's a pit of despair, but I think it's almost, for me, it's sometimes it's a disappointment almost because I really enjoy so much of it. But the concept of joy and how it is intertwined with the Christmas spirit is noteworthy. And it reminds me of a scripture that I treasure. As you know, I have an affinity for scripture. I am not a scripture scholar, even though I write a blog that has a lot of scripture in it. Quite candidly, I am a student of the Bible, and I will always be a student of the Bible, and I always have been. When I was in middle school, I grew up in a Catholic family, and I was told that I was not allowed to have a Bible. And I was not allowed to read it. There were a lot of restrictions in my house. My mother suffered with mental illness, and it was very hard growing up. So someone gave me a Bible. It was called the Good News Bible. It was a Catholic Bible, and I'm Catholic. And I remember my mother wasn't the biggest housekeeper, so I put it under my bed knowing she'd never go there. And I would pull it out and read and read and read. And I would always do Psalms and Matthew. I don't know what it was about those two books, Psalms and Matthew. So if you're listening to this and you're not a Bible reader, I think Matthew is a great place to start. He talks completely from beginning to end about Jesus's life. You can get, if you don't read anything else, you can get Jesus's whole ministry from Matthew. If you just read that one book. But in the book of Galatians, getting back to the Christmas spirit, in the book of Galatians, there's a scripture that reminds me so much of the Christmas spirit, and I think it may remind our listeners and you as well as too. The scripture says, but the fruit of the spirit, not the gifts, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, endurance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Wow. If that doesn't describe the Christian walk and the Christmas spirit, I don't know what does. And then it goes on to say, against these, there are no laws. So basically, it's a choice. If we're really serious about growing in our faith and capturing the Christmas spirit and experiencing it and sharing it with others, we have a roadmap. This list is, I believe, complete. So earlier we touched on the topic of happiness and joy. I don't know if you've ever pondered that, but do you see a difference between happiness and joy?
I do. Happiness is very fleeting and maybe external.
Yes.
And yeah, and joy just seems a whole lot deeper than that to happiness. It's something a wiser, smarter, deeper.
And it is fleeting. That is the word. Mm-hmm. Happiness is fleeting. It comes and it goes and it goes. And it's feeling based. Joy is a biblical word. Happiness is also a biblical word, but joy is more enduring. And I think it comes, this is just my thing. For me, it comes through having hope and trust in Jesus. That's, you know, God gives us these things so that we can live a good life. You know, we're not meant to be miserable. Joy is a beautiful thing. Happiness is too, but when you have joy, it's like having a strong foundation where nothing, no adversity can throw you way off your game. When your hope is in God, there's just nothing that can derail you. And, you know, Pat, you and I were talking. I have a medical condition. It comes and it goes. It's neuroautoimmune. When I have it, I, frankly, breathing is hard and speaking is impossible. I'm very garbled. My speech is very garbled. I just had an episode and it went on for a month. I couldn't talk for a month. That's why this interview didn't happen earlier, pre-record earlier. I still have joy even in the middle of it. How can that possibly be? It's so disruptive. It's the most unwelcome visitor I've ever had in my life. I've asked God to remove it. He hasn't. So I decided his grace is sufficient for me. And that gives me great joy. So even in the middle of this, I'm not devastated. It used to, I don't know if any of our listeners have a big situation that rocks their world or that has rocked their world. This condition I just mentioned used to be a hurricane for me. It was a tsunami and then it was a hurricane and it totally left me in shambles. Emotionally and spiritually, and of course, physically. Little by little, it's been downgraded to a tropical storm. Now, it's very serious. I'm on a respirator 12 hours a day, all the time. It's been going on for decades. But It became a tropical storm instead of a tsunami. That opened the door for joy. The Christmas spirit could still be within me, even under those circumstances. And quite candidly, now, after dealing with this for 40 years, 4-0, 40 years, it's downgraded to the biggest annoyance that I could ever have. When it rolls in, I say, oh my goodness. So the Christmas spirit is something that helps us endure great things. We have to decide that we want it. We have to, when you look at the fruit of the spirit, it's love and then joy and then peace. And when you have joy, you have peace. It's like when you go outside on Christmas night and it's snowing. Just a little imagery. It's snowing and you just listen and you hear nothing.
Nothing.
But it's so peaceful. It's like that. It's like that. So the Christmas spirit, I think it's an important topic. I think this has been a wonderful conversation. I think that we need to consider some practical things that we can do to experience the Christmas spirit that all of us can attempt. It's not really that hard to move into a joyous state. Of course, because I am who I am, I say the Inspiration Cafe always suggests prayer and always suggests, I always suggest getting into scripture. But if you can read Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 that I just talked about, I think it'll make you smile because you'll know you're reading about the Christmas spirit. Just a few things. And Pat, do you have any thoughts on things that we can do to make this world a better place through the Christmas spirit?
I do, and I want to go back to what you mentioned about how at the end of the year you feel a little let down and that it's all over, and most people tend to feel that way. I don't know what it is, but at the end of the year, that week between Christmas and New Year's, I feel the biggest surge of power and joy and everything good that week. That has to be my best week because I'm then thinking, oh, it's a new year and I've got so many things that I want to do. And that's when I think I'm going to be better this year. And so that last week really fuels me. So it shows me again that it is possible. It is possible to keep that spirit alive. And whatever it is that you're doing, you said you enjoy cooking and you enjoy doing the ministry work that you do. Just keep doing that in January, in February, in March, and find other ways to keep doing what it is during those 5 weeks that brought you joy. Create your own opportunities to
Oh,
do
yes.
that. The opportunities may not exist or seem to exist, but they do, and you could either find them or make them. And so that's how I think all of us can keep that Christmas spirit alive, is look for ways, look for those little glimmers of hope and joy and peace. And I love the word endurance. That's an unexpected word that you read. You wouldn't think endurance. We can endure past those 5 weeks and just take it all the way around to the next holiday season. So.
Scripture tells us that joy comes in the morning. No
Ah.
matter what your night was, you can have a fitful night. You can have a night with nightmares. You can have a traumatic night, but you have to know the sun's coming up in the morning. There are so many reasons why I asked Pat. I could have asked a few different people. I don't know that many really, really, really joyous people. But Pat has a joy that is contagious. And she is well known for being a very positive force, a very dynamic, positive woman. And I knew that that she's someone that you all need to know, that you would want to know. she's been such a source of strength for me, and she's always encouraging about my writing, and she has this Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. She does. She's always on to the next thing, but finishing the thing before. And she does everything she does with precision. I mean, her last book was a huge bestseller, and she's just someone that I'm very, very happy to know. Just to wrap up this, the idea about the practical things that we can do to experience Christmas spirit, I have five things that I would like to share. Try to be positive, kind, thoughtful, and generous. And if you feel like you're out of your comfort zone, hats off to you. Hats off to you. Great things happen when we step out of our comfort zone. Choose to live a faith-filled life. It's all a choice. Most of what we do is a choice. We make 2,000 decisions, more than 2,000 decisions a day. When you believe that you can hope and trust in God, the joy just floods you. So I suggest that you look in that direction. The third one is try to look at things in a positive light, even and especially in times of adversity. Gotta try your best to look for silver linings, because they're there. They are there. That's an exercise, something that you almost have to practice it, and then you just take off like a child on a bike. You just take off. And finally, when we place our hope in God, there's always reason to hope. He is our hope. So where else would we put our hope? Pat, I don't know how I can thank you for today.
Thank you, Adele, for this opportunity. You are a blessing in my life. You give me faith and hope and inspiration. You've just been a lovely gift. We met seemingly random, but not at all. So thank you.
Well, your insights have been very helpful, and you certainly gave us a lot to think about. In closing, I'd just like to say, is it possible it's time for you, for all of us, to discover and embrace in our daily lives and preserve throughout the year the Christmas spirit? Not just for a season, but perhaps we can find or are finding a new way of life. Change can be hard, but it doesn't have to be. To live a joyous life is a joy. Perhaps the key to having year-round Christmas spirit is about finding joy in our daily lives and then sharing it with others. There's no need to keep it to yourself. If you have contagious joy, you need to spread it around. And not just for a brief festive season of the year, but daily. Do it daily throughout the year. May you grow in faith, kindness, joy, generosity, and hope as you discover and embrace your very own year-round Christmas spirit and place your trust in God. May you grow in faith, be a blessing to all who know you, and find joy throughout the holiday season and well beyond.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation. You can find out more about Adele and listen to her podcast and read her blog at the Inspiration Cafe blog. .net, the Inspiration Cafe blog.net. We really do have the opportunity to live a happy, joy-filled life built on a positive perspective. All right, I will be back next week, again in my own voice. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week filled with peace, love, faith, happiness, and joy. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Are you looking for the perfect gift for that hard-to-please person this holiday season? Someone who has it all? Tired of sending the same boring stuff? Well, you can solve all of your problems right now and become the coolest gift giver ever. I will personally help you out and send your friends or family members a sparkly, purpley, bubbly package from my very own company, Zap and Zen. That's right. It features not only fun, but seriously healthy and useful wellness solutions, such as spray bottles of Dirty Talk, cell phone cleaner, or Happy Hands, my amped up hand sanitizer, or Hospital Helper, or Clear the Air, to help fight bacteria and germs. Or how about those convenient roller balls like Snooze to help with sleep, Melt to help with anxiety, Feeling No Pain for headaches and muscle pain. Fun names with important and useful purposes. My oils are organic and not sourced from the bandwagon multi-level marketing essential oil companies that charge an arm and a leg. Just visit the website zapandzen.com. That's Z-A-P-N-Z-E-N. Z-A-P, the letter N, Z-E-N.com. Zapandzen.com. You'll be remembered as the best gift giver ever. Visit zapandzen.com. And happy holidays from me to you.